This is National Native News. I'm Art Hughes, in for Antonia Gonzalez. A surprising bipartisan momentum is behind a congressional funding bill that stands the best chance in almost a decade of getting passed. Elected officials on both sides of the aisle also say the Interior Appropriations Bill makes significant gains for provisions important to Indian Country. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said the bill provides substantial funding for critical health and education infrastructure.
We do right by Indian Country within this bill. Both the BIA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the Indian Health Service, we have restored the cuts that were proposed of over $1 billion in critical program funding. The bill increases funding for IHS facilities program for construction, maintenance, and sanitation facilities improvements. We hear time after time after time in Indian Affairs as well as in the Appropriations Committee about the dire situation with so many of our facilities.
Murkowski also said the bill provides the full estimated contract support costs for Indian Health Service. The legislation passed both the House and Senate and is now in conference committee, a step that has not occurred since 2009. On the Democratic side, New Mexico Senator Tom Udall says the bill goes a long way toward fulfilling the U.S. government's trust and treaty responsibilities. But he also warns that the House version of the bill contains what he calls poison pill provisions that will doom final approval if they make it through the conference committee. Among those are language removing the gray wolf from the endangered species list and exempting the livestock industry from greenhouse gas restrictions. No Democrat voted for the House version. The devastating car fire in California may have an unintended benefit for river fish in Oregon. Hoopa Valley Tribal Fisheries Director Mike Orcutt tells the Eureka Times-Standard that emergency operations are prompting officials to release more water than usual from dams upstream on the Klamath and Trinity Rivers. He says water flows from the Lewiston Dam are more than double what they normally are this time of year, which is helping spring-run fish to move more readily. Karuk Tribe Natural Resources Policy Advocate Craig Tucker agreed with Orcutt's assessment but says conditions further upstream, including low flows, trapped nutrients from the dam, and climate change are causing significant algae blooms. The Tulalip Tribes in Washington State is opening a retail recreational cannabis store. The state-of-the-art Remedy Tulalip facility is on reservation land along busy Interstate 5 north of Seattle. The Everett Herald newspaper reports the store intends to tap tribal cannabis sources for their inventory. Business representatives say they plan to employ 70 people and have been recruiting workers for several months. An art exhibit is now on display at Disney World Resort in Florida and features Native artists. Sol Traverso reports.
Creating Tradition, Innovation, and Change in American Indian Art is the title of the new exhibit at the American Heritage Gallery at the Epcot Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. The exhibit will have three featured artists, such as fashion designer Lauren Aragon. He says there is similarity between his work and the theme of the exhibit.
And basically that's what my work showcases, is that I'm reaching back into the past to be inspired by our traditions, our culture, and utilizing that to project it onto a new medium, a new art medium, which is fashion.
Other artists include Ingalik Athabaskan dollmaker Glenda McKay and Assiniboine Sioux dollmaker Juanita Groenthunder. The official Disney Parks blog says the exhibit is made possible through the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and the Smithsonian's National Museum of American Indian in Washington, D.C. For National Native News, I'm Sol Traverso.
A correction to a story we aired Thursday. The Google Doodle of Mary Ross was designed by the company's artists and not by Aragon Starr. With National Native News, I'm Art Hughes.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by AARP. At AARP, we create and connect you to unique tools and programs to help you save money and tackle the issues that matter most to you, your family, and your community. What we do might surprise you. More at AARP.org. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.